Okay, you cut
welcome
up
back to Ace of Sakai. Today we're back talking about Solo Leveling, the most hyped up anime of all, I think, fall, winter, whichever it is. Hasn't been living up to the hype. And I will start off by saying, no, it hasn't. Go ahead, AB. Oh,
damn, wow.
This week's episode was better than last week's episode. I thought now we're starting to see his development also. And his confidence has also gone up too. Like he's acquired new skills, stealth. You know, that's a fucking handy ass skill. You see him they're like, I think this week's episode they bought like all the C-class dungeons.
All the C-class, yeah. And
they're raising these concerns, you know, like alarms are going off because who the fuck is one company buying all of them? So, you know, they gotta stay a little bit under the radar because it's very easy to figure out that he's had
it's a learning process.
That was the only issue. I literally enjoyed the episode, but that was like, you're trying to keep it low, but you're buying all the C classes. D&E is taking over. It's like, what? It seems very obvious.
And then on top of it,
I think it's because C would have better material, and I guess him to level up, because D would not face another challenge.
For them, yeah, it makes sense. But the problem is, you want to keep. Yeah, but if you're trying to keep it a secret that you didn't have a second
awakening, what you're saying, you should do D to E. But I think it's more
obvious.
See, that's right? The reason why I say that, because with Solo Leveling, it had the potential that I feel like it's subpar in terms of storytelling. I don't think this is creative. It's not
creative. I do agree that if they want to keep a low fucking profile. You're fucking killing 8-9 dungeons in a fucking day. In an hour, you're getting rid of a dungeon. And then your strike team is fucking waiting outside having dinner, playing video games. Yeah, anyone can walk in and just see what the fuck is going on.
Well, like it happened with the manager.
Like it happened. Yeah. He didn't even have to dig. He's like, oh, this guy survived 3 fucking massacres. So, you know, so he had a second awakening. Didn't even have to look through it. But our boy is leveling up. He said it too. He's between B and A at the moment. So we do know he's nowhere near close to S-class. And I think this is the way he should have done it from the beginning. Take as many S-classes, C dungeons as possible. Level the fuck up.
Bro, he made him the money. He sold 3 dungeons and he made him $600 million.
So he's witty now. Like, he's not just... We've seen him grow from a...
I like that they could use the powers in real life.
Yeah, and we've seen
him...
Like that's going to come in play later on.
Yeah, and we will see it, but you see his development also, evolution. He went from an E-class, a very low-key kid. You know, he wasn't witty. Maybe he was thinking it, but he wasn't like, he wouldn't express it. From an introvert to almost somebody who's completely different personality. He doesn't bat an eye.
That's why we said globe. That's why he got the greatest globe.
Yeah, but does it live up to the hype?
That's what my thing is. That's why I don't think, look, compared to, like, there's so many better animes right now. Like, and I'm going to give it Solo Leveling. I think it's a good anime, but this was hyped up for the long time. I think it gives you the
hyped up
feeling.
Yeah,
it was too hyped up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not the winter anime. It's not bad. I feel like if it finds this middle, like this kind of episode where it gives you a good amount of storytelling, but also training. And it shows you the progress. I think it'll keep up with, you know, having viewership. But right now, if you look at like weekly anime, it fell out of top 10.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so. But
Marshall's,
you know,
bigger. Marshall is higher than it.
Oh, okay.
Which that's a bad sign.
No, Marshall is so good. I love to talk about that.
Marshall, but
it's so good.
It's so good right now.
So good.
I'm not caught up to it, so I need to get
I'm caught up to it.
They're fighting Innocent Zero.
Oh, they're already fighting Innocent Zero? Wow, okay.
It's almost the end. Dumbledore basically dying.
Well,
it's following Harry Potter, so we saw it coming. But digress quite a bit. Let's go back to Solo Leveling. But I do see the show getting better. We did talk about the S-class coming after him and the rich boy. And his quest change, I believe, right?
That's the next one. That's the next one.
Yeah.
What are the calls?
The class change, right? His class is going to change, right?
Yeah.
What's the class right now?
Sword, I think.
Just a legged dude.
I think he becomes a mage.
Is you sure that's the class? Because I was thinking about it. I'm like, what does class mean? Does it mean like he's gonna?
It's a job quest, though. It's a job quest. I'm feeling like, when you create a character or something, you choose what is hunter, a warrior, leader, whatever it is. I think he's right now he's an E class swordsman because he's always attacking.
I think he's assassin, right?
Whatever, he's always attacking. So yeah, I think he's gonna become a mage. I just feel like that also has some spoilers.
But overall, like I think it was a good episode, nothing crazy about it, nothing that kept me, you know, at the edge. It was if I have to rate the episode, 7 out of 10. And that's me being very humble about it. So 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10 for the show related, or is it like just anime for the week?
For this episode.
I thought it was better than a 7. I'd say it's better than a 7.
It didn't. The hype is just not there. It's not like.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I'm so excited to find out what the system is. I don't care.
Actually, the system is pretty cool. I like the fact it's rewarding. It's not different things.
That I'm looking forward to find out what the system is.
Well, the stealth was awesome. The stealth factor was dope.
It's nice, but. It's a good show, you know. It's not a bad show. It's a good show.
This dude is such a psychopath. He cuts him a little bit, and then he heals him. He like opened your mouth. Trust me.
Well, you do see you notice that the other guy was scared of shit because I'd be like, "Yo, this is not somebody we should fuck around with."
Yeah, like, this he didn't somebody do research, who's at a level. He's like, "I should have done my research."
How much they're paying him? They're paying him fucking $30 billion, and they're like, "Yo, if you want to fucking hire me."
But by the way, what does that even mean? I don't even know what the currency exchange is.
But regardless, a building, right? The entire building. If he's like, "Oh, you want to fucking buy me? Give me
another
building."
The guild. If that guild is cost $50 billion, he's basically getting 60% of a guild.
Honestly, like, but you see him very confident. You see him very like up there. Like he's not like that. Like I said, that E class adventurer anymore. This man, he's got style.
I think he's an A now.
No, I think I like the fact that they're not just.
But he leveled up. Game. Remember, he leveled up like 7 times this episode.
Yeah, but that's what he said. But he's taking over Dungeon C, bro. These are kind of games I play. You got to keep going at it again and again and again and again and again at the same fucking dungeon again and again and again. At least in this, the dungeon goes away. But keep in mind, he's not going Dungeon B and conquering. He's going Dungeon C and killing him all. So
I think he's trying to keep it under the radar too.
But I like the fact that they're doing it slow. They're not like, "Oh shit, you're an A now. All you have to do is jump to C." No, jump to S.
I agree. Like One Punch Man.
Yeah, like take your time. One Punch Man. He started as a high, as a peak.
He started as a peak.
He never powered up. He just did that.
He will. He will. But
it's a comedy, though, right?
Yeah, it's a comedy. It's a parody show.
Yeah, but yeah, it's more realistic than One Punch Man.
7 out of 10. Nothing more to it. Yeah, I like the show.
Yeah, I can agree to that. I like the show, but I'll give it an 8 for just the show purpose. For Solo Leveling rating wise, it's a good episode. It's something it's a better part of the episode of the season. So it's not bad.
Yeah, I have the same stand with you guys. It's 7 out of 10 as well. Yeah. Maybe 6.5.
Yeah. Yeah, look, that's why I thought I'm being like too nice.
Which is a good score, right?
Well, it's not even a C if you think about it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of F episodes out there, so
yeah, a 10 is coming maybe one day. I don't know. Solo Leveling might have.
Definitely coming.
I'm excited. It's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better, but at the moment, it's very slow.
You act like One Piece was good day one.
Yeah, it was. First episode was. Chance backstory? Fuck you. There's a reason why I read the manga. It was good day one. Chance backstory right off the bat?
One Piece
is losing the arm? That was chapter one.
One Piece is a weekly shonen versus 12 episodes or 15 that you're getting in a season. You have to be up here every fucking episode. You cannot have a down episode, especially when you're a new fucking anime.
Well, it's a bad anime.
You know, you bring up your game needs to be up. And Solo Leveling just isn't cutting it for me at this point.
So you heard it. Watch Solo Leveling. It's not something we're not recommending you not to watch. You should be watching. It's a good anime. It's not hyped up to what we thought it should be or what the industry thought it was. I think when it comes from South Korean anime, Tower of God is better. Even God of High School, for some reason, feels better. It was more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God of High School is fucking amazing.
Yeah. For it, in terms of these three Korean, South Korean hyped shows, I think Solo Leveling falls below all of them. Sadly speaking, but it's the truth.
At the moment,
it's still good. It's still good. Watch it. It's something I hope it will change. And it looks like it will, because this is just the beginning stages. Like and subscribe. We'll be back next week. We'll talk about it. What his job quest is. Is it a new, you know, thing, assassin, whatever it is. We'll be back. Peace out.
Peace.